Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we're going to have a look at the 83rd verse of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين.
That home of the hereafter we assign to those who do not desire exaltedness upon the earth or corruption. And the best outcome is for the righteous.
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, we were discussing this 83rd verse of Surah Qasas. So, as we said in the previous episode, we said that this is a kind of conclusion to the story of Qarun, this rich, proud man who considered himself better than the others. But this verse is here to say, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. That we assign the abode of hereafter for whom? For those who do not intend to exalt themselves. لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا. They are not actually in the very moment engaging in considering themselves better, but they do not intend to exalt themselves, because it is the Almighty Allah sometimes who intends for some people to be exalted. Now, that's not the case. That's not what the verse says. The verse is discussing the fact that there are some people who consider themselves better than the others, who try and intend to actually exalt themselves. Now, these are the ones who will not reach the abode of hereafter. Now the verse says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. For those who do not intend to exalt themselves in the earth, nor to make mischief, the abode of hereafter is for these people. So this subject of self-superiority is itself one of the clear expanses of mischief in the earth. But its extraordinary importance has caused it to be mentioned particularly, and of course, preceding that of making mischief in the earth. Islamic narrations have especially emphasized on this subject very much. A tradition from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam denotes that he said, sometimes it happens that someone likes that his shoelace is better than that of his friend, and for his very thing he will be counted in this verse, because this mood is a small branch of self-superiority. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that he is also intended, he's also counted in this verse, لا يريدون علوا في الأرض. And it is interesting that the author of one of the commentaries says, after mentioning this tradition, some of the covetous ones say that according to the sentence, verily Pharaoh exalted himself in the land of Egypt, the word to exalt mentioned in this verse refers to Pharaoh, and according to the sentence, we do not seek to make mischief in the land. This verse of the Holy Quran also suggests that mischief is referring to Qarun. So, dear listeners, we'll have a look at the other concepts of this verse after a short break. So, brothers and sisters, as we said, this verse is acting as a kind of statement of conclusion for the story of Qarun. Anyway, at the ending part of this verse says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and the good end is for the pious ones, such that Ali alayhi salam has taken in mind. Now, the matter that we must add to this statement is that this group of people have been in error even for knowing Pharaoh and Qarun, because Pharaoh both exulted in the earth and was a mischief maker. So when the verse says, verily he was one of the mischief makers, and Qarun also was both a mischief maker and exulted, according to the sentence which says, so he went forth unto his people in his adornment. دخل على قومه في زينته, as we sufficiently discussed. Now, let's have a look at another tradition about Imam Ali alayhi salam that indicates that during his apparently caliphate, Imam Ali alayhi salam used to walk in the market, leading those who were lost, helping the weak, and when passing by the sellers and traders, he recited this verse for them. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. The abode of hereafter we assigned for those who do not intend to exalt themselves in the earth, nor to make mischief. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode as well. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.